This is VOA News, via remote.
I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that he stands squarely behind his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan, despite the stunningly swift fall of the country to the Taliban, which was completed with the takeover of the national government on Sunday in Kabul. Mr. Biden said in an address to the nation just moments ago, "After 20 years, I've learned that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces," but he admitted that the U.S. officials did not anticipate how quickly the situation in Afghanistan would deteriorate with the exit of U.S. forces. Biden defended his decision, blaming Afghan security forces for their losses to the Taliban. He said the U.S. could not give them the will to fight for their future, and he pledged the United States would continue to speak up for human rights in Afghanistan, particularly the rights of women and girls under what is expected to be a hardline Islamic regime that will limit women's rights to education and work. Television analysts, however, have already criticized the president for blaming other entities for the failure of the United States forces to leave Afghanistan in better shape than they found it. The Taliban had intensified attacks since the start of May, when U.S. and NATO allies began pulling their last remaining troops from the country. A Taliban offensive over the past 10 days saw each of the country's major cities fall in turn, culminating with the departure of President Ashraf Ghani from Kabul on Sunday. On Monday, seven people died in Afghanistan at the Hamid Karzai International Airport after thousands of Afghans rushed onto the tarmac in a desperate attempt to leave the country as it falls to Taliban rule. Some were so desperate they clung to an American jet as it took off and plunged to their deaths. This is VOA News.